Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. It's a Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Your opportunity to be part of the program. Dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and listening on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America. Former college coach Rick Neuheisel will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk about the rankings, the bowl games, and what he thinks is going to happen from here on out. Ross Tucker, our good buddy from CBS Sports, will stop by a little bit later on. We'll hear from Deion Sanders as well. Meets with his football players at Colorado. Much longer. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Calendar still available. DanPatrick.com, plus some holiday candles, bunch of great items for the season, all available at DanPatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Saints at the Buccaneers coming up tonight. We have our playoffs set. The bowl games are set as well, some interesting matchups. But you look back on what happened yesterday, and it was Cincinnati and Kansas City, because we got to see something that doesn't normally happen, and that is Joe Burrow with the ball is as dangerous as any quarterback right now in the game. With the game on the line, Joe Burrow living up to his nickname, with apologies to Joe Montana, of Joe Cool. 27-24, three consecutive wins against the Chiefs by that score, by Joe Burrow and the Bengals. When the Bengals started out this year, they went all in on their offensive line. And rightfully so, they were trying to protect Joe Burrow, who's already had one knee surgery. And I thought, wow, what a great way to spend the offseason, going out and getting a couple offensive line. Well, it's taken a while for that offensive line to gel, but what they did yesterday, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking, that's still a dangerous team. They got a good defense. You got Joe Burrow. You got Ja'Marr Chase. They have weapons. T. Higgins is good. They have some experience here, obviously, going to the Super Bowl last year. City, there's certain teams where you go, we're not worried about them, or not worried about them. Cincinnati is a team that will certainly be in the back of your mind, or maybe in the front of your mind when you think about this. But that was an impressive win yesterday. Packers stay alive with a win against the Bears. Eagles and Cowboys roll, and then you start to look at that Cowboys offense. I know that OBJ is going to make his decision probably on Wednesday, who he's going to join. And I've heard both Giants or the Cowboys. Now, if you're the Cowboys, do you need him? Be a nice luxury. But you also want to keep him from the Giants. That's the other team. I know Buffalo is in there, but it feels like it's a two-horse race there for OBJ. But what you saw with the Cowboys last night, what you didn't see from the Colts last night, that was sad. A sad performance by the Colts. But the thing that would probably keep me awake if I'm an NFC team is the Cowboys' defense. The offense, I expect them to be great. It's the defense that's ranked third right now. And I look at the Niners. Bay is down. Green Bay is just about out. You got Dallas. You got the Eagles. But as far as who do you have to worry about, I mean, the NFC is wide open, especially with Garoppolo being injured. And then I wonder if you're San Francisco. So you're on your third string quarterback now because you already lost Trey Lance. You had Garoppolo as your backup, and now you have Brock Purdy. Can you make a trade? Do you have anything to trade? Let's say to Cleveland. Let's say you wanted to bring in Jacoby Brissett. Since you're starter now in Cleveland, what could you get for Jacoby Brissett, and how much of an upgrade would that be for Brock Purdy? Jacoby Brissett is a good quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback, but he's a good quarterback. I don't know what you can give up to Cleveland to get him, but you have a team that can win the Super Bowl, talent-wise, and that defense is unbelievable. Nick Bosa, I think that's a sack in six consecutive games. He's done that twice in his career. But you do have skill position players, and it's there for the taking in the NFC. Back to the Bengals against the Chiefs, here's Joe Burrow.
You know, our team knows what it takes to win those kind of games. It's December now. This is when we start to turn it up. We just find ways to win these games. That's all there is to say about it. You know, we're going to get back to practice, keep getting better, correct the mistakes that we made, and move on.
I think they love the fact they went to the Super Bowl, barely lost in the Super Bowl, and then everybody pretty much forgot about them, certainly with the first 6 weeks of the season. But they probably are saying, great, that's fine. You know, underestimate us. We'll go wherever we need to go, face whoever we need to face, Patrick Mahomes, and that's saying an awful lot. As far as the 49ers, sorry, Todd.
I almost snuck that in there.
I almost said something about the Broncos.
There's really nothing to say.
How about we hear from Russell Wilson?
Why not?
The Broncos lose yet again.
We got to find ways to, you know, score touchdowns. This game's about touchdowns and finding a way to win. At the end of the day, no matter what the score is, whether if it's, you know, 45 to 44 or 10 to 9 or whatever it could be, you know, we got to win them.
Paulie, what week is that from with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, we couldn't find any sound, so we grabbed a week 7 clip from him.
Oh, okay. It could be last week, the week before, the week.
You've got to get it in the end zone.
Yeah, you do.
Can't just kick.
Yeah. Broncos have played 10 games this season in which they've scored one touchdown or less, the most such games in a season in franchise history. This program brought to you by the great folks at Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. If you're Kyle Shanahan, what do you do today? Can you do anything today? Do you go out and try to bring in another quarterback? I think they're bringing in Josh Johnson, who's a journeyman, just so you have another quarterback on the roster. But you've already lost Jimmy G, you lose Trey Lance, and now you have Brock Purdy, who was the last. But he looked good yesterday to come in that situation. Granted, you're at home, but you're playing a quality opponent, and you do have a lot of weapons there. That's where you say to him, look, you don't have to act like you're at Iowa State. You don't have to try to win games. Just don't lose games. And if you manage those games, the defense will keep you in it. But I don't know if the 49ers do anything. What can they do? But that's a great roster that they have. All right, Seton, what's the poll question today?
How long do you think Brocktober and December is going to last, Dan?
They may have no other choice but for it to last for a couple of months here. Yeah, I don't know what they would do. You know, make him your quarterback there.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
What a ride. That's it.
It's an unbelievable story, though, for Brock Purdy. That, you know, and who made that decision? Somebody had to go in the war room. Hey, we got the last pick who we're taking.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Well, yeah, we already have quarterbacks. We're good. I don't know. Let's just take Brock Purdy.
Kid could sling it a little
bit. You know,
bit.
I've listened to Dan Patrick's show, and Seton O'Connor loved Brock Purdy. All right, let's take
him. Should have won the Heisman as a sophomore, if I'm not mistaken. Based off one game against West Virginia.
Of course. What else do you have?
Well, we could dive in a little bit to college football, Dan, if you want.
Okay.
Here's one for Paulie. What should be the primary rationale for putting a team in the college football playoff? Their season resume or how competitive they would be in the playoff itself?
Well, that's tricky because he's emphasized the word primary.
Yeah.
You can have both. Yeah.
But what's your main decision based on?
Get you a conference title game. I think those are important ingredients to have. That at least you know, what do we need to do to get into the playoffs? If you need to be in your conference title game or win your conference title, then I think you got to start there. Just to be fair to everybody, that you have sort of the same requirements there. Now, do I think that Alabama would be dangerous in the playoffs? I do. That doesn't mean they deserve to be in there. And the Ohio State got in. I was wondering if the committee was going to have Michigan versus Ohio State, Georgia. And keep in mind, maybe it wouldn't be warranted, but it's a TV show. If I said you could have the first game, Ohio State, Michigan, rematch, neutral field, sure thing. TCU, Georgia may not be pretty. But is it fair to Georgia that they start out with Ohio State? That's tough sledding, too. But I wasn't surprised at anything. You know, I watched the Utah game, and when Caleb Williams was down, not out, but he was down, he looked great in the first quarter, and then you could see where he was hobbled. Still had an excuse there. Still think he's going to win the Heisman. Give credit to Utah. Utah did not blink and was not afraid. And what they did in the fourth quarter was very, very impressive there. Yeah, Paul.
It's wild that 2 years from now, Utah would be in the playoffs based off that win. Yeah. Tulane would be in the playoffs. Yeah. K-State would be in the playoffs, which means all these at-large teams. There was a point, though, where TCU was down 9 to K-State. Kansas State was going to score another touchdown. And I started thinking, we're all thinking in real time, like, if TCU loses by 2 touchdowns plus, what would that have done to Alabama's chances?
And they still, TCU, from what I was told from the outset and said this last week, even if they lose that game, they would stay in the Final Four. And they did. By the way, I think Max Duggan, the quarterback, will join us on the program tomorrow. Pac-12 matched the SEC for the most teams in the rankings. You have 6. Utah, USC, Washington, Oregon State, Oregon, and UCLA. Interesting year for the Pac-12, obviously losing USC and UCLA, and then what teams do they add? What schools do they add? Going to Colorado. And if I'm Colorado, by the way, here's Deion. This is how Deion greeted his new team yesterday.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't going to be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's going to be change. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in the portal and do whatever you're going to get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make. Because we bring kids that are smart. Say that, smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Now let's get them.
Smart, tough, but not you guys.
Yeah.
Jump in the portal.
Jump in the portal.
Everybody in the deep end. Come on.
I'm bringing my own luggage.
Yeah, I'm bringing Louis. I'm bringing my Louis Vuitton.
Oh, my God. He actually said to those dudes, I'm bringing in a bunch of kids here who are smart and tough. Because it's not you guys.
Yeah, I'm bringing in luggage.
There's going to be change.
Yeah, they're smart.
Smart.
Tough, tough, but not you guys, yeah. Not us. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Yes, Marv.
And you guys aren't what? Smart. And what else?
Tough.
Now you're gone. Gone.
Yeah, gone.
He basically made them apologize for disappointing as responsible, all right? Your parents deserve better. Your fans deserve better.
But I'd like to thank you. You made it possible for me to get to Colorado.
Thank you for being crappy. It allowed me to leave Jackson State, and I make $5 million a year. Thank you.
That is just punishing.
Yeah. Thanks for not being tough. Thanks for not being smart. I just wondered, was there anything else? Was there anything else out there for Deion? If you're going to take another job, and I don't think there was. Now, do I think there would have been other opportunities? Absolutely. And when you talk about recruiting, getting in to see mom, and, you know, he's still relevant. How long has it been since Deion Sanders has played a football game? But you see those highlights, and you're like, that dude was different. And, you know, when these DBs score a touchdown, they're high-stepping. They're acting like Deion Sanders out there. And number 21 is still an important number with these football players. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, these kids might not remember Deion as a player, but the parents sure do.
Yeah,
and that's a great big point. Thing.
Deion retired in 2005. But I think the amazing part is Deion does not seem old. And what he did at Jackson State, now going to Colorado, that's a big move there. Big move. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls are coming up. We'll settle on a poll question here. Rick Neuheisel, who used to coach at Colorado, will join us. We'll find out if he thinks it's a great opportunity there for both. And Ross Tucker will join us coming up next hour. Just getting started. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
He's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the former NFL offensive lineman, host of Even Money, a betting podcast. Our good buddy joining us, as he always does every Monday. The best team in football right now is who, Ross Tucker?
Oh, I think it's the Philadelphia Eagles, Dan. And I think it's hard to make an argument otherwise at this point. That was an epic beatdown of a Tennessee Titans team that never loses 2 games in a row, that I have tremendous amount of respect for. My former teammate, Mike Vrabel, as the head coach. You know the Titans are tough. You know they're going to be in every game. They weren't at all. I mean, the Eagles totally dominated them up front. both sides of the ball. Dan, if they want to run for 350 yards, they do that against the Packers. You want them to throw for 350 yards, they do that against the Titans. Now they have 6 D tackles, a bunch of D linemen getting after Tannehill. Even though I think Jalen Hurts is probably at this point the MVP of the league, which is wild to even say. I think that right now it's the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they have by far the strongest argument.
Okay. Then second best team is who?
Well, that's a little bit more difficult. I do not think it's the Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Vikings have won every close game. I mean, the law of averages, Dan, you've been doing this a long time. You never win every close game. They've won every close game. Their only two losses, they got blasted by the Eagles and Cowboys.
Okay, the Vikings are the first team in league history to start a season 9-0 in games decided by 8 points or less. So that backs up your claim here.
I'm going to use that all week, by the way. Thank you for that. That's stat of the day. That was awesome. I'm going to use it all week. And what's really wild to me about that, Dan, it's not like they have Mahomes as their quarterback. Right? Like, it's not like they have Joe Montana and you're like, okay, well, they're going to win their fair share of close games. They're going to win 6 out of 9 or 7 out of 9. It's Cousins, and it's a wild stat. Right now, I still throw up there the Bengals. I like the Niners as well, although it's a little bit of a different conversation now with the Jimmy G injury. And certainly the Bills are still in the mix. I think it's clear the Eagles are the best. I think those three or four teams I just named, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City, maybe the Cowboys, maybe the Niners are in the mix to be the next best one.
Wait, maybe the Cowboys? What am I missing here? Third in offense, third in defense? Is this just an anti-Cowboy bias by you?
No, I don't think so. I think the Cowboys absolutely deserve to be in the mix. I think they are one of the three, four best teams in the NFL. Absolutely. Okay. There should. Now, I will also say this. It was 21-19 at home in the fourth quarter against the Colts. It wasn't an overwhelmingly impressive performance until all the turnovers happened. But they're playing at a really high level as well. I think I'll take the Cowboys probably right now over the Niners with Purdy at quarterback and the Vikings. So the two best teams in the NFC might both be in the NFC East, and it might be the two teams – that destroyed the Minnesota Vikings earlier in the year.
What can the Niners do with Jimmy Garoppolo done for the year?
Not much. Not like there's anybody out there. I guess they could maybe call like a Phillip Rivers.
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
No. I'd rather call Drew Brees as long as he didn't die from being electrocuted or whatever happened, struck by lightning. You can't bring in Phillip Rivers.
I hear you. I wonder who they would consider. I think they need to consider somebody. I'm sure Favre would love to change the conversation around him right now. Favre wouldn't mind being in the headlines.
No. We can't have Favre back. No, we can't. We can't do that. All right. Quarterback 25 or under that you would say, I'd give you Lamar, Kyler, Joe Burrow, or Justin Herbert, or other. Tua?
Well, Hurts is in there.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got to put Hurts in there right now. Definitely not Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson. How old's Josh Allen? He's older than 25
now? 26.
Okay. Out of those guys, it's either Joe Burrow or Hurts for me.
You would take Hurts over Justin Herbert?
Yes, I would. Yeah. I think Herbert is fantastic. And I will say this. It's a little hard to evaluate those guys at times. I'm watching both those games yesterday. Jalen Hurts, Dan, at times has like 5 or 6 seconds to throw the ball. And there's nobody around him. I mean, meanwhile, you watch Herbert. I mean, Chandler Jones, Max Crosby, they were all over him. He's running around. He's trying to throw the ball like this. I will say the thing that makes me lean towards Hurts, it is just so valuable having a quarterback like that. I mean, it just opens up so many things for your offense. The question is like, What does that mean 5 years from now or 10 years from now when their running isn't as much of a threat? But Jalen Hurts has real – Dan, I thought maybe this year he'd be a top 15 quarterback. Maybe. I'm stunned by this.
Herbert was hit 14 times yesterday.
Yeah. The Chargers are the same thing every year. I know. It's got to be maddening to be a fan of theirs.
I buy in. Guilty as charged, it feels
like
every year. Where I go, nope, this is the year. But Joe Burrow, I think, is the right answer there.
Yeah, now he has a decent injury history. Although I will say this about Joe. He's actually running a little bit more than I ever thought he had in him. He's not a runner, right? They're not.
He scrambles. He scrambles.
Yeah, he can get a couple. You need a quarterback. It's really hard now if your quarterback can't get a couple first downs with their legs. They even have called a couple quarterback draws now for Joe.
Yeah.
He missed today and followed the running back up for positive yardage. I think Burrow is a very, very good answer. I think the leaning towards Burrow would be he's already shown he can do it in the playoffs.
Yes.
At a high level and win those games in the playoffs. Hurts has not shown that. Hurts has one playoff game against the Bucs, and he was awful.
Yeah, I think that's where the tipping point is for Joe Burrow because he went to the Super Bowl. And you saw him go toe-to-toe with Mahomes and didn't blink. And a couple of those passes were really difficult passes with the game on the line.
You know what I think is interesting about that, Dan? And rightfully so, no matter what his stats are this year, no matter how well he's playing, there are a bunch of people that still won't totally buy into Hurts until they see him do it in one of those back and forth games against Mahomes or Josh Allen or maybe Bro. And I get it. I totally get it. Until they see him do it in a big game, playoffs or whatever, against a quarterback like that, people are still going to be skeptical of Hurts. I think that's fair until
he did not look comfortable in the game against Tampa Bay last year. By the way, where is Tampa on the landscape of good teams, great teams in the NFC?
Not in the top four. They're not. I think they are a clear step below Vikings, Cowboys, Niners, Eagles.
And they're going to be probably 8-9 and host a playoff game.
Yeah, and the thing that's crazy is they still have enough good players. And because of Brady, none of us would be like shocked if they went and won a couple playoff games. I don't see them winning three, though. Man, they would really turn this thing around to be able, I mean, in consecutive weeks to beat like the Cowboys, the Vikings, the Niners, the Eagles, you know, some combination of two or three of those. I just don't see it.
Ross will be on the call Saturday for Army-Navy for Westwood One. What's the weather supposed to be like in Philadelphia?
You know, I didn't even look yet. I was just about to pull it up. I'll say this. My single favorite day of the year, Dan, every year. Saturday, it'll be nice, partly sunny. High of 44, so it doesn't look like we're getting a weather game. I try to describe it to people. You know, I grew up outside of Philadelphia. I never went. People would say, oh, you got to go to the Army-Navy game. You got to go. I got Penn State season tickets. Like, I never went. You got to go. Anybody watching or listening, you have to go. It's hard to explain how your heart feels during that day, but it just feels awesome. Everybody in there is like bursting with pride and patriotism. Yeah. No matter what the record is, no matter what's going on, I think it's the greatest rivalry in sports. I know people say Ohio State, Michigan. Those guys are all already have agents they're going to sign with that they know already. They're all looking at the NFL. For these guys, this is it. This is it. Like, there is no bigger game. They're not going to the playoff, college football playoff. They're not going to the NFL. They're representing millions of men and women that watch the game. To me, there is no bigger game.
We'll be watching. We'll be listening. Thank you, Ross.
Absolutely. See you, Dan.
That's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of Ross Tucker Football Podcast, available every Monday. Always great to talk to him. And he's right about this. The atmosphere, it's not about the records of the teams. It's the atmosphere that you have that you can't replicate. And if you do get that opportunity, I've said before, if you could ever get to West Point and watch a football game in October, early November, it's gorgeous, and you will never feel prouder, ever, never. You just watch those men and women, and you go, those are real heroes. You know, when we talk about, oh, the team's going into battle. No, they go into battle. But if you get that opportunity, it's a wonderful feeling.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Let's bring in Rick Neuheisel. He covers college football, part of CBS's studio crew for the SEC title game between Georgia and LSU. Also in studio for Army-Navy. That's next Saturday, December 10th on CBS. And Rick Neuheisel, our good buddy, joins us on the program. Well, tell me, did the committee get it right?
I think they got the right four teams, Dan. I just don't think they got the right order. For Georgia to finish number one and to have to play Ohio State, I guarantee you they would not have chosen their opponent the semifinal.
But also, it's a TV show. That's what right. I always wonder. Ohio State, Michigan, and you had that in the Final Four. Look, TCU may be a sacrificial lamb, but that's okay. You would have a monster game with Ohio State and Michigan. And maybe I'm being a little too snarky with this, but it is a TV show that they're producing, Rick.
Corrigan said to Reese Davis that never came up, that it would be an Ohio State-Michigan rematch. That no one acknowledged the elephant in the room. That must be a very small room if no one said it in the room, because it was said elsewhere, I guarantee.
If TCU had lost by double digits, finish that sentence.
Alabama probably nudges in, but as you look at Alabama's resume, as good as we know them to be, you have to sit there and acknowledge that their best win was probably, and neither one of those, the Mississippi State win was a dominant win. The Texas win was, you know, Bryce Young doing heroic things again. Alabama's outside looking in because Alabama didn't play up to their potential. It's Alabama's fault.
Why not have Tennessee ranked ahead of Alabama since they beat Alabama?
It's a glitch. It's a glitch. I understand that Tennessee looked horrible in the game against Hooker's no longer available, but it's a glitch when you're right next to one another, same record, and one beat the other. That shouldn't have gone to print. They should have had Tennessee back ahead of them.
Do we have a Heisman winner? Is Caleb Williams, and then?
I think so. You know, at the end, I didn't see the much of the first half of the game. I was at a dinner and unfortunately wasn't able to watch when he got hurt. I felt like at the end of the game, he was, you know, obviously depressed over what was taking place. But watching the film of the game, Dan, they took the Utah defense and the entire offense went away. The all the run fits, they didn't have to worry about him keeping the ball. It was pouncing on a wounded animal, and it was ugly to watch. But Caleb Williams was fantastic from start to finish.
We're talking to the former college coach, Rick Neuheisel, who was at UCLA and Washington and Colorado.
And Colorado.
And now Dion comes in. Your reaction?
Well, I'm happy for Dion. You know, I was with him. My little brief tenure in the NFL at the Ravens, that was his last stop along his NFL career. So I got to be around Dion and love him. And I doubt not in the least that he's going to be successful because he's got such a magnetism to him and he'll be caught up in the recruiting world very quickly. What I didn't like is that on one side, he's telling the kids at Jackson State, be careful before you put yourself in the portal because you might not find a home. And then he arrives in Colorado and tells everybody to go in the portal. You know, I brought my own luggage. You know, I got guys that are playing these roles. These are kids. And somewhere, somehow, Dan, and I don't know who's going to take responsibility, but we've got 40% of these kids getting it put in this portal, whether it's their act of pressing send in the computer or somebody nudging them, as we saw Dion look like that was a giant nudge to the Colorado roster. Who's going to be on the hook for their education? Because it's a bigger issue, and I think the adults in the room have to sit down and figure that out.
Okay, so I was surprised that he went to Colorado. It felt like that he had built up a good enough resume that there would be other opportunities there. I know his alma mater turned their backs on him a couple of years ago, but why Colorado?
Well, in this cycle, there wasn't another opportunity. There would have been. There's no question the cachet that he was developing as a college football coach was growing, and there would have been an opportunity. But I think he just said, you know, I'm going to start on this quest moving forward, and I wouldn't be surprised that if he moves from Colorado to a more prominent position in the college football world, assuming that Colorado doesn't become that. I mean, it wasn't so long ago that Colorado was a top 10 team.
Yeah, I understand that you're as low as you could possibly be, but you're also schools and chancellors and presidents, athletic directors have to look at it and go, there's going to be 12 opportunities here to make the playoffs. And you can turn a football program around a whole lot quicker than we used to.
Oh, as we saw Brian Kelly and we saw Lincoln Riley do literally overnight. They both had programs that, you know, had the resources with name, image, and likeness and the cachet to get into the transfer portal and change their fortunes literally overnight. But and I'm sure, as Rick George says, I don't have the money now, the athletic director at Colorado, but I'll find it. That part of that deal is he's going to find some NIL money to lure people to the Rockies as well.
If you're Jim Harbaugh, I know that these NFL rumors have come up again. I don't know what Jim is doing differently than he did a couple of years ago.
He better not.
You can't see a scenario where, you know, he got him to the Final Four and proved a great coach, even though they had him take a pay cut a couple of years ago, that now it feels like the NFL is still there for him, whether it should be or not.
listen, there's no question. And how close he wants to get to the Flame is entirely up to him. I think we all admire the job that he's done. He keeps talking about a locker room of heroes and how much he's enjoying these relationships with the youngsters. He seems like a guy who's really happy in his own skin. But if this dalliance and this idea of Super Bowl, that his brother has a Super Bowl trophy and he doesn't, keeps luring him to the Flame, then so be it. But the way he talked after getting, you know, come back inside, son, you know, after the dalliance with the Vikings to Ward Manuel, I don't think, you know, as June said to Ward, I don't know that they're going to be nice to the Beaver again if he does it again.
Nick Saban, the politician, did his best, but how angry is it? More anger or disappointment, do you think, with Saban in Alabama?
Well, I think it's he doesn't waste many opportunities to learn from mistakes. The leadership on that team, I think, is going to be what's going to be examined. Was there the kind of, you know, what was the A personality, type A personality on that team to get that team to understand that you have to play at the highest level when you go into these, because you're always going to be on the hunted list. Now, Kirby Smart on the other side says, no, we're the hunter. And for whatever reason, they found themselves in far too many close games, given the talent that they have on that ball club.
Great to talk to you as always. Thank you, Rick.
Happy holidays, Dan.
That's Rick Neuheisel, part of the CBS studio crew. He'll be in studio for Army-Navy. That'll be on Saturday, and that'll be on CBS.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97, at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.